Home is where the art is. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Well, think of the word home. It's cozy. It's where the ruby slippers take you. Remember that? It's where you feel safe and centered. But sometimes home can be caught up in the same minutiae that affects you in other parts of life, where tensions abound, where borders separate, geopolitical borders. It's a world where some Latino and Latin American artists have come to terms with their surroundings and whether they're able to exist at all in those surroundings. And that's the subject of a new exhibit at LACMA called Home, So Different, So Appealing, Art from the Americas since 1957. And Hunter Drohojoska-Philip is with us right now to talk about it on this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
So this exhibit, it apparently is part of a broader look at Los Angeles and its cultural relationship with Latin America. Talk about that.
Well, this is the first exhibition of the dozens and dozens of shows that are yet to come as part of the second Pacific Standard Time Initiative. This is funded by the Getty Foundation. They give money to various institutions to pursue a theme, and in this case, it's Los Angeles, Latin America.
L.A., as it were. So then what is the idea of this show called Home?
Well, this is focused on that very notion, the slippery notion of what constitutes home for people who have had to leave their countries to come to the United States, who have been forced out of this country, how the relationship between America and countries in Latin America, how that affects these artists and their work. It's been done by three curators, two from Los Angeles, the very respected Chon Noriega, Pilar Tompkins-Rivas, and then another curator from Houston, where the show is going to travel. And it's really an extremely astutely organized exhibition.
There is certainly a huge historic Latino influence on Los Angeles. So I guess the question is how many people are involved in this exhibit, because there could be so many.
That's right, and I'm sure it was a huge challenge for them. There are 100 works in this show by 40 artists, both Latino and from Latin America. But the challenge of a show like this, and it's one that a lot of shows have, is that it becomes sort of a politicized argument, a way of making a point. And then the point is just illustrated by the works of art. In this show, they've chosen numerous works of art to create a series of interrelationships with one another along certain themes. It's a much more complex approach than one sometimes sees.
A person's home, Hunter, is very emotional, as I said at the outset. It's very personal. And I wonder how much of that comes out in this show.
Oh, well, you'll see it in almost all of the works. What really struck me is how emotional some of the pieces are, even though they'll have a point to be made. One in particular by Pepón Osorio. He's from Puerto Rico. He lives in Philadelphia. Very well-known artist. This piece is from 1995. And you'll see a highly decorated adolescent boy's bedroom, you know, with like a bicycle and a desk and his posters of athletes and a video of him talking. And then next to it is a jail cell with a video of his father talking. They're talking to each other. These are real people talking to one another. And it is about the ways in which so many of the fathers of these boys wind up incarcerated and what that conversation looks like and what the implications might be.
Incarcerated, jailed for political reasons, for criminal reasons, whatever it may be.
Yes, exactly.
The exhibition is on view through October 15th over at LACMA. It's called Home, and it's the first show, right? Of Pacific Standard Time. All right, Hunter Drohojoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.